कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. It's time now to tell the truth. I can't lie anymore. I've just watched India's greatest human being for me right now, Mr. Rajiv Bajaj, who's clearly pointed out that this lockdown is a complete and utter, well, sort of a failure. Let's be honest. It was too severe. Too many people have suffered. It's going nowhere. There's no end exit plan in sight. The process itself is all over the place. And we're not a homogeneous society. It doesn't work after a period of time because people don't adhere to these kind of crazy rules. It's just too much to expect. So my point is, let's look at plan B now. We have to look at plan B, maybe even plan C, but plan A we have to abandon. I've had enough. For me, I cancel the lockout. And now it's time for some cricket memories with one of the greats, P.R. Man Singh. Yes, part of that legendary team will be with us. The 83 World Cup winning team. He himself will be with us. And he is played by Pankaj Tripathi in Kabir Khan's film 1983, which means I will get a free ticket to watch the movie. Here he is. Okay, time to welcome on our show, Cyrus Says, one of the legends from that legendary group, that tribe that put the flag up for the first time in 1983, P.R. Man Singh. Now, many of you in the next generation and the generation after that and the fourth generation after that may not totally know everything about P.R. Man Singh, but for my generation, he was very much a huge iconic figure. For me, it's a great honor, sir. I bow to you with great respect. And what I love is the fact that you allowed me to call you Man, because frankly speaking, when we respect people, we have great trouble calling them anything but your greatness. So I'm very happy that I can call you Man. And but I just want to quickly do my fanboy moment for you. When we were growing up in the 80s, you know, the manager did everything. You're not going to tell me all about this in a second, but you work as a psychiatrist, a physical therapist, the administrative manager, stop the fighting in between, the foreign ambassador, diplomat position, everything. So I really want to talk about you, not just about 83 World Cup, not just about Kapil Dev. I want to talk about P.R. Man Singh and your contribution. Sir, welcome to the show. And my first question to you, sir, because a lot of what you are and who you are today is Hyderabad Cricket Association. So I want to start at the beginning, if it's possible. Can we go back and talk a little bit about your growing up and your love for cricket and how it all started?
Well, you see, my father himself was a good sportsman. Mm-hmm. And he had represented the Punjab University because he had his education in Lahore. And our family comes from the old Punjab state. So he was very keen on sport, playing a lot of tennis. Mm-hmm. And he came down for his holidays to Secunderabad, where his elder brother was looking after the old British Army canteens. Okay. And my father came to spend this summer vacation. So my uncle said, you take over Secunderabad, I'm going back to Meerut. Mm-hmm. But this was way back in 1934. So my father just stayed back after the military canteens, and to attach to the military canteens were a couple of wine stores. Right. That's how he started. And then slowly, I was born in 1938. So I had all my education in...
Same year as my dad. Excellent. Sorry.
Huh. I in 1938, and I had all my education in then so-called Hyderabad state, rather Nizam state. Right. And that was the only state in the country which had its own railways, its own postage stamps, and currency. So it's all right. So, and then there was this thing that one called as Mulki. And for our education, higher education, like when I joined the engineering college, I had to produce a Mulki certificate. And they wanted to ensure that only those born in the Nizam state get the admission first.
Man, sir, what is the word? Mulki, as in chicken?
Mulki.
Mulki.
Mulki, M-U-L-K-I.
Mulk, Mulk se aya. Okay, yeah. All right. I thought it was second Mulki. And it's like a Mukra situation. Prove your credentials. More like the Aadhaar card phenomenon of today. Sir, what I want to ask you, you're saying your dad had an interest in sports, athletics.
Yeah, I'm coming to that.
Yeah.
And then while he was looking after the military canteens and all that, he had his own football team. Wow. And this football team was the only team which would beat the old Hyderabad police football team. Hyderabad police team had a big name. It had big players who played subsequently for India in Olympics and all that. Oh. In my school, there was no cricket. And I sort of got stuck to cricket through my cousin brother. My cousin brother was a really good cricket fan and all that. In 1952, when I went to spend my summer holidays in Meerut with him, I saw him listening to the commentary of the match between India and MCC being played at Lord's. Right. So I asked him, what kya dekh raha kya hai? Nahi, this is very important match for Indian team. They are touring England. That's 1952. Yeah. And from this particular match, we can always gauge and guess as to what sort of a England team would be composed to beat India.
Right.
So that was my first, in a way, introduction to cricket as such.
Right.
And then when I was leaving Meerut, he gave me his book. In those days, Hindu used to produce a book, Indian Cricket. He gave me Indian Cricket 1950-51.
Wow.
And that's how it all started. When I came back, and when I started in the school, though there was no cricket, some of my friends who were also interested in cricket, we started playing cricket with a softball and a rugger. Wow. Because there was no other cricket material. And seeing that my interest in cricket, my father constituted a cricket team also in the 20s.
But you were about 17, 18 by this time?
This was 72, 73.
Oh, then. Okay, all right. So many years.
And then I finished my 10th class in 1954 and joined the college for my intermediate.
Sorry to interrupt, but did you play cricket yourself at any point?
I was playing only sort of a club cricket.
You were playing. Okay. And
you know, those days, Hyderabad Cricket Association used to conduct their B division on Saturdays.
Right.
So, but this canteen team started playing those teams on Sundays.
Right.
And I would play those league matches.
Okay. And just a little personal information. So, were you in the middle order? Did you bat? Did you bowl?
I used to bat in middle order.
All right. Right-handed?
Right-handed.
And who was your favorite cricketer at that point, growing up?
No.
Idolize.
And when I joined college's own team, which was participating in the B division.
Right.
And when the trials took over for selection of the Bevo College team, there were a couple of good fast bowlers. And when I played them comfortably, they were impressed. And I was taken in the college team. That's how I would say started my real competitive cricket.
Right.
And I played for the Bevo College 2 years intermediate. And then I was 1 year short of my age for joining engineering. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I was advised by some of my advisors that I should join Nizam College for a year. Because at least you'll be in touch with some education. Mm-hmm. Nothing serious about it. Right. So I joined Nizam College. There also I was selected for the Nizam College 18. With right. Jaisimha as captain.
Wow.
And
did he wear that cravat and all even in local cricket, or that was only later?
That was much later.
Oh, that was much later. But was he a stylish guy even then?
Not really.
No.
He was a good... And so you see, in a way, I had known him right from 54 when we were playing into college. He used to play for Nizam College.
Right.
So the match between Mehboob College and Inter College
right.
was like in old days...
The ashes of Hyderabad.
England versus, Sri Lanka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, but it used to be a sort of a pleasure for us to play against Jai because Jai had already played Ranji Trophy in 1954.
Right. All right.
And so did Abbas. Both of them played together.
This is Abbas Ali Beg, you're talking.
Abbas Ali Beg.
Already had quite a few names in Hyderabad cricket at that point. Yeah.
So that's how we played. And when I joined engineering college, I started concentrating more on my cricket than education because I knew the following year I was going to engineering college.
Right.
And after engineering college, and then got selected for the Usmania University team, which was playing the A division of the HCA and various other tournaments.
Right.
And while I was there, I represented Usmania University in the Ranjan Bharia also.
Wow.
And the first year when I played in Ranjan Bharia, the big names that were in the Usmania team, Jaisimha captain, Asif Iqbal Rizvi also were there in the team.
Asif Iqbal Rizvi as in captain Pakistan?
Oh, yeah.
Asif Iqbal.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And from there, I went on to England for a master's degree.
Okay.
And that was the time, college was in Manchester. By that time, I had sort of a bit of a interaction with Ghulam Sab, Ghulam Ahmed, former India captain.
Right.
Who was then the secretary of the Hyderabad Cricket Association.
Right.
And before I left for Manchester, I went and saw him. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, Geoffrey Howard, who was the manager of the England team which came to India in 1951, mm-hmm. was very close friend of his.
Right.
I'll give you a letter to Jeff. You go and see him and he'll look after your cricket. So when I went back to Manchester, I gave that letter to Jeff. He was very happy. So he first, because by the time I went, the cricket season was over. Mm-hmm. And there, sort of a B team and some other qualified players would practice twice in a week in the indoor stadium.
Right.
So Jeff asked me to join them for those indoor stadium and all that. So played during the winter in their inter-college matches, and later played a match at Lords. I tell you that my at Lords made me not to sleep the whole night before the match.
Right.
I tell you, at that point of time, I felt so great. It was hardly a match between two colleges, but playing at Lords was something different. Then from then on, I came back to Hyderabad.
Man, how much did you score at Lords? How did you do?
When I batted, I'd made 26.
Okay, not
much. 26 yeah. got out. Because, you see, while back, even on batting, that idea of playing at Lords was taking me
overwhelming.
Nowhere,
overwhelming. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Then when I came back to Hyderabad as an engineer, you see, frankly speaking, my father made me go to engineering college. Was my father was a wine merchant. He had a wine shop.
Wow.
And Morarji Bhai was one of those who was promoting for prohibition in a big way.
Yes,
so
yes,
my father,
remember.
If you get educated, it will be a sort of something if the prohibition comes in. You'll think was, yeah.
Same applies for today.
So when
same
I came applies. Back, yeah. And then I applied for jobs in big and other factories. Tata's, Billa's, and all that. The best offer I got was from Bullas, Calcutta, for 150 rupees a month.
Wow.
And then my father said, "Arey, 150 rupees wahan se lega, 150 rupees tu mere se mangaega. So better you be in the shop." And in a way, whatever my father wanted to convey to me, it used to come through my mother. Mm-hmm. So my mother told me, "Arey, tere baap aisa sab bol raha hai. तेरे क्या फर्क पड़ता है वो खुश हो जाएंगे तो दुकान ज्वाइन कर ले बाय दैट टाइम आई वाज प्लेइंग अ लिटिल एक्टिव क्रिकेट इन हैदराबाद या दैट लिटिल एंबिशन गॉट इनटू मी टू प्ले फॉर इंडिया
राइट
बट देन आई जॉइन द शॉप प्ले क्रिकेट लॉट ऑफ क्रिकेट इन लीग्स कॉलेज एंड नॉकआउट टूर्नामेंट्स कंडक्टेड बाय HCA देन आई गॉट सेलेक्टेड फॉर हैदराबाद जूनियर्स Mm-hmm. But I did well in juniors and other matches. And that's how I got selected for Hyderabad in the Ranji Trophy. Not directly. Let me be honest about this.
Yeah.
Hyderabad team was playing a match, Ranji Trophy match in Madras, against Madras. And if Hyderabad were to lose that match, mm-hmm. they wouldn't qualify for the knockouts. The next match would be in Kerala. So right. after when Hyderabad lost the match to Madras, players like Abbas, Wahid Yar Khan, Abid Ali
were arrested.
No, they were called back by their employers, SBI, to play in
office cricket
indoor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their Maja Yuvraj Trophy tournament. So they left. Then the manager come selector, Eddie Aibara, right. he sent them to send Man Singh. So that's how I joined them in Madras, went to Kerala, played in the 11. And we came back. And then next couple of years, I was most of the time in reserves.
Right.
Sometimes out of 15 also.
Okay.
So one day, By that time, I had become the joint secretary of the Hyderabad Cricket Association with Ghulam Saab as the secretary.
Right.
So it so happened that Ghulam Saab was alone and I was with him. He said, "Arey bhai, I understand you love to play cricket and all that. But in this Hyderabad team, with Vidlord Abbas, Patawdy, Jaisema, Abid Ali, Vahid Arkhan, you have no place. You'll be in the reserves all the time. But you have a bit of an aptitude for administration. I would advise you to concentrate on administration. Play your love club cricket, whatever you want to."
Yeah.
And then I always sort of considered Ghulam Saab as my guru.
Right.
So I took his word for it.
But
rather his advice for it.
If I can just interject, Mansur, what I mean, it's a difficult question, but honestly speaking, if you gave it a longer run, could you have competed for a proper middle order place in the Hyderabad Ranji Trophy team with the likes of Jaisema and Patawdy, as you mentioned? But
no.
You don't think so?
I mean, I was when I saw these at the Hyderabad team the way it was coming, and to be honest, my conscience told me straight away.
Rare today to have that quality. I have to be thinking, introspecting like that openly. Wonderful.
The guru's advice was keeping me in the game. I was not going out of it altogether.
Right, of course.
So I started concentrating, and Ghulam Saab as secretary, most of the time, I mean, he must have seen something in me. Was making me or giving me more responsibilities about Hyderabad cricket.
Right.
So I was the joint secretary for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, also looking after all the affairs of HCA, you can call it as a de facto secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, when I took over, I was only 24.
Wow.
When we used to conduct this Monudwala tournament, you see, after Ranji Trophy, Monudwala tournament was the most important tournament played in India.
Right.
Like that, there used to be six teams that would participate. And most of these six teams, if you take, say about 15 to 20 current test players would participate.
Mm-hmm.
And at that young age, I used to sort of... like to see them, meet them, interact. And I must say, all of them would give me a very positive response. And in that category, I would put Pauly Umriga the most.
Really?
Pauly is, after 2 or 3 years of our association, he said, "Man, I love to talk to you." "Well, Pauly, kyo bhai?" "I can talk cricket with you." That was a great compliment.
The palm tree hitter from my community, Pauly Umriga.
But you cannot forget a 52 tour when Freddie Freeman was bowling. Pauly was moving towards the leg of umpire.
Right.
And again, his classic centuries against West Indies. Probably better fast bowlers than even Freddie Freeman.
Is that so?
I mean... it could be.
So now that you mentioned it, Man, who was the fastest bowler you saw of those generations that you saw from the 50s to the 70s?
I would say Wesley Hall.
Yeah. My father would tell me about him with the cross dangling and the open shirt, the long run-up. Yeah.
And then when he was bowling in the tight test, he wanted to bowl a bouncer at the opener.
Right.
When he reached the bowling crease, the cross hit him in the eye.
Is that so?
He didn't bowl the boxer then.
Oh, that's an interesting story. Quick word on Patawdy, because you know, I just realized something. You were probably the youngest administrator, professional administrator, that still hadn't come into the country. And imagine today we run the cricket world. So the administrators should look back at you as one of the pioneers. Also, he was one of the youngest captains to captain a test side. So that's true for Hyderabad. You as administrator, him as captain. A quick word on Patawdy. Tiger?
You see what happened? 1962, Ted Dexter's team had come to India.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a match between Board's President's 11 and MCC.
Right.
And Tiger had just come back from England. And he had some sort of aura of his own, which right. impressed the selectors. And he had, I think, he had hardly played a match or two for Delhi. And he was made the captain of the Boards 11 team.
Oops.
And in the Boards 11 team, you had some senior players like Jayasimha and one and Ramakant Desai and another. But some other cricketers like Bhosle and all that, they were also included. And where Tiger was the captain. Tiger came a few days earlier than the match. Okay. And that was a, he wanted to sort of practice with the contact lens in his eye and make sure that he was batting beautifully and things were going all right and all. And by that time, I had nothing to do with HCA. I was not sort of officially in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. But by God's grace and Ghulam Saab's love for me, I was in the dressing room and I saw Tiger. That's the first time I met him. And we went and played that match in the first innings with the contact lens.
Right.
And I believe when he was batting, he was seeing two balls.
I've heard that story, yeah.
He had some problem. Hmm. And then there was a tea break. In the tea interval, he removed his lens.
Oh.
And then batted beautifully. I think he got 50 plus or something.
He batted with just the eye, the bare eye.
Just the eye, yeah.
And apparently, I've tried it actually after reading the story. And it's very difficult because the perspective is completely different.
Of course.
The ball landing where it actually lands.
You see, when everybody used to talk that it's great, Tiger bats only with one eye, any pace bowler or anything. There was this opening batsman of England, Colin Milburn.
Yes, yes. He also had one eye.
He didn't have one eye. Huh. Initially, what he said, what's so great about playing with one eye? So he put a cap on one eye.
Right.
He couldn't touch even a ball.
He removed
the cap and said, right, he is great. Then subsequently, he lost his eye. Then what happened? He was playing for Delhi.
Right.
I mean, it's very difficult to digest, I would say. Mm-hmm. When people say that Delhi DDCA was being looked after by Ram Prakash Mehra and his nephew Mehra.
Right.
And that they were staunch RSS people and came to Delhi as refugees from Lahore. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, Ram Prakash Mehra had played Ranji Trophy for Northern Punjab. He was a first-class cricketer.
Right.
And with that feeling of RSS, though they made him the captain of Delhi, but the community feels there. And after a few years, there was a match, I think, against Punjab. More than half the Delhi team refused to play under Tiger.
Because of communal issues?
I mean, I can't imagine any other issue.
Yeah.
With Tiger, who was such a great fellow.
Yeah.
I mean, there can't be any other issue.
Right. Go on. Sorry.
But Tiger took it up as a challenge. He got some other Delhi players, played the match, and got it. And when he batted, got a lot of runs. I cannot say exactly how many, but he batted beautifully.
Yeah.
So that was the time by which Jay and he had become good friends.
Right.
Both of them had gone on 62 tour of West Indies.
Yeah.
Tiger had become the captain of India. Mm. So Jay suggested to him, in sort of a agreement with Ghulam Saab, why don't you come and play for Hyderabad? At that time, two of his sisters were settled in Hyderabad. And they just had some sort of a talk. Tiger agreed. And then Jayasimha had his own company.
Right.
His father was involved in construction work and all that. Mm-hmm. So he gave a letter from his company saying that Jay is employed with them. Tiger is employed by them.
Yeah. What we call setting in Mumbai parlance, we call it setting, yes.
So that's how Tiger came to Hyderabad.
Wow.
And then he came in 1966. When he played his first or second Ranji for Hyderabad, and third match I played with him in Kerala. And incidentally, I can mention a very interesting incident in Kerala.
Please do.
You know, Tiger is very fond of eating eggs.
Right.
And the hotel where we were staying, the cook or the waiters or anybody won't understand English or Hindi.
Right.
Tiger kept on telling, fry and allow. Usko samajh mein nahi aa raha. I took hell with it. He went into the kitchen, picked up the eggs, fried his own eggs, came back and ate them.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing, you know, the stories about Tiger and Jai and that your generation actually, that they liked the good life, but they were very charming and nobody says a bad word at least those people who associated with them. That they were extremely charming and gentlemanly. For me, growing up and hearing all those stories, that this is the most romantic period of Indian cricket, perhaps.
Well, you see, there is one that Sharmila Tagore used to come to Madras to see Hyderabad team play Ranji Trophy and all that stuff. So she was more keen and friendly with Jai than Tiger.
Oh, is that so?
I mean, that's what the story goes.
Wow, we've got some breaking news, man. We can sell this program now. Tell me more.
So that's how it was. But then when she sort of found that Jai was already married, then this affair of Tiger and Sharmila. You see, I can't say this with any authenticity or proof,
but that is
what we are able to understand.
You're both a cricket player, a cricket lover, and a cricket observer. So this is as an observer that you're giving us this situation. Fair enough. Yeah.
And that's how, and as it is, they would come and Raj. It's not that Tiger, he was staying in Hyderabad all the time.
Right.
He would come just before the Mohindola or Ranji Trophy or the Dilip Trophy, spend some time. And in the evening, I would sit with the bud. Because Jai and I are more or less of the same age.
Right.
And so is Abbas. And Abbas had already come. And Abbas and Tiger had played in Oxford together.
Right.
So it was very nice to be with them. And while they were having a drink, I would have my orange juice. To be honest, I am a total teetotaler.
Teetotaler.
And with all these people, and when I tell my friends, go to a party and say, you are a teetotaler, how come? And you are in the wine business. That is even more. That is something different. Then I never felt ashamed or think anything to tell them. I said, listen. When I was going to England for my education, my mother told me, do you know what Gandhiji's mother told me? I said, no. She said, Gandhiji's mother said, Gori se shaadi mat kariyo, sharab mat piyo, cigarette mat piyo.
Well, the first one is slightly racist, I suppose, but for those times, it's fair enough. Lovely stories. As we go to break, one last thing I want to confirm with you. I love this story about Tiger. I myself am very unkempt and, you know, I can't find things all the time. A lot of people are like that. Is it true he would walk into the a Ranji match or a test match without his own kit and just borrow a bat and gloves, or is that just legend?
You see, frankly speaking, I've never seen him carry a cricket kit.
Wow, that's just fantastic. Unbelievable.
And the match that I'm talking about, that MCC versus Boards 11 match, that time, our handicrafts department had brought some Kashmir willow bats to be tried. And Ted Dexter took one and batted a few balls. He threw it out.
Right.
While Tiger had to go, took a bat in the car. He picked up one of those and batted with us. And the other thing was, one of the tours, Tiger came to my room. Arre man, kya kar raha kuch hai? Thodi der baith baat kar, wo kar, ye kar, ye kar. Shirt nikal di. Shirt chhod ke chala gaya. Honestly, I picked that shirt and used it for years.
What are you saying? So you got the Tiger bug. You caught the Tiger bug. Yeah.
A Tiger ka shirt, I must be.
Very good. Very good.
I'll tell you. I had my own team, Hyderabad Blues Cricket Club.
Right.
this team was sort of a team which comprised of players, casuals. If you know, there were two very great cricket writers, E.W. Swanton and Ron Roberts. Swanton would take his team as Arabs to West Indies.
Okay.
And in this team, he would pick the cricketers from English league, most good and promising cricketers from the universities.
Mm-hmm.
So he had taken Tiger and Abbas to West Indies in his Arabs team. And Ron Roberts had his team called as Gay Cavaliers. And he would take this team to Southeast Asia, Malaysia and Singapore. Here also, only the players, they would be very casual. And the third person was V. Pattaviraman from Madras.
Mm-hmm.
He was vice president of the Madras Cricket Association and a great promoter of under 19 teams. He used to develop, give them all sorts of kit and all that. And he had his casual team known as University Occasionals. So he would take this University Occasionals to Sri Lanka very frequently. And that is how Jay, Milkha Singh, Farooq Engineer, they all went on this trip.
Right.
Subsequently, Lala Amarnath constituted another team as Indian Stars. And he took a team to Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
In that team also, Farooq went, and that's where Farooq made a name for himself. By that time, I don't think he had even played for Bombay and Ranjit.
Wow.
So this Hyderabad Blues team, I would take as casual. We used to play in Manidola. There was a very important and good, equally good tournament in Lucknow, Shishmel tournament.
Mm-hmm.
In Shishmel, but Shishmel used to be played during summer, peak summer. And cricket would be played early morning, late evening. And again there, some of the teams would engage Jay, Salim Durrani, and all those players. But other teams would comprise of players from their region of their, say, corporate. SBI team used to play, who were promising youngsters. Even Bishan Singh Bedi made his name playing in Shishmen. As much as players used to make a name playing Manudola, Shishmel was equally good tournament.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Hyderabad used to play in Shishmel. First year we lost in the semifinals. Second time we won the tournament. So this occasional team, Hyderabad Blues, was going on everything. Then they said, why not we just go abroad? So at that time, we found that going to Sri Lanka was the cheapest thing.
Huh.
I mean, if each one could contribute, 360 rupees was the return ticket Madras, Colombo, Madras, and the 140 rupees by train from Hyderabad to Madras, and a little bit of a kit like blazer, sweater, cap, and tie. Hmm. So I went to Ghulam Sahab and said, Ghulam Sahab, I want to take Hyderabad Blues to Sri Lanka. He said, theek hai, koi baat nahi. I'll talk to Sri Raman. Sri Raman was secretary of TNC, Tamil Nadu Cricket Association. Those days, Madras and Sri Lanka used to play a match called Gopalan Trophy on alternate basis, once in Madras and once in Sri Lanka. Even otherwise, they had a lot of contacts. And Pattu had more contacts in Sri Lanka than anybody else. So when Ghulam Sahab spoke to Sri Raman asked Pattu, अरे यार गुलाम बोले कि उनका जो जॉइंट सेक्रेटरी है मान सिंह वो टीम ले जाना चाह रहा है कैन यू डू समथिंग बट आई सेड फाइन आई फिक्स इट अप सो पट्टाविरामन हैड अनदर ग्रेट फ्रेंड ऑफ हिज चंद्रा शाफ्टर इन श्रीलंका हु वाज देन मेंबर ऑफ द यूनियन क्रिकेट एंड एथलेटिक एसोसिएशन दे ओन द मेन कोलंबो ग्राउंड वेयर ऑल द इंटरनेशनल टीम्स प्ले. So, Pattu told Chef, this is the proposal, can you help them? He immediately agreed. So, we just collected the same as time, the casuals. But we had Jaisima and Abbas as the main players. And then I requested Tiger and Bishan By that time, the Indian team to tour England, 67, had been selected. So BCCI refused permission for them to come with me.
Right.
So we went to Sri Lanka. We played some good matches. Then the match, three-day match, against this so-called Sri Lanka national team was great.
We
they
won?
Got 100 in the first. It was great playing their national team.
Yeah.
And J.I. got 100 in the first innings, got run out in 96 in the second innings.
Wow.
If J.I. had scored that 100 also, he would have been the first foreigner to play that kind of two innings in a match in Sri Lanka.
Century in each innings. Man, we have to take a break because we're running out of time.
Sure.
Short break and we'll come back. Lots more to talk about. I want to first discuss cricketers and your opinions of them and then a little bit about the World Cup. All right?
Right. Well,
after
sure.
this break. All right, back here. It's a pleasure to revive the old memories, at least for people like me who just love our cricket. And now that we're in lockdown and can't see live sport, we have P.R. Man Singh open his brain up to us and his memories of so many. I mean, it's like a collage of cricketers. Pathaudi, Bedi, Prasanna, Jaisimha, and then, you know, upwards from there or right up to the World Cup and beyond. 83 World Cup I'm talking about. So I'll ask you a couple of questions. Obviously, you must have heard these before and I'm sure you're ready to answer them because everybody will ask me the same question when you go to a cocktail party or when you're around people. Vishwanath or Gavaskar? Who do you think was the better batsman?
You see, Vishy, let's talk about Vishy first.
Yeah.
As a youngster, he played his first Ranji Trophy match in Vijayawada.
Mm-hmm.
And then he scored 100. And there was one Arun Kumar, a leg spinner, also from Bangalore, who had played for India under 19 on a tour to England. That was a time when Hyderabad Blues were playing in the Monodola. So I requested Ghulam Sahib, okay, bhai, I'm very keen to have Vishwanath and Arun Kumar to come and play in this, for Hyderabad Blues in Monodola.
Right.
So Ghulam Sahib very readily spoke to Chinna Swami. Chinnaswamy was a little tough, but subsequently he did to my request. Vishwanath and Arun Kumar came. Other members of the team were Venkat Raghavan, Farooq Engineer, because HC had said you must have at least two test players.
Right.
And that was the team. So we were playing the first match. Those days, our Fateh Maidan or Lal Bahadur Stadium did not have a covering wickets.
Matting wicket.
It was a grass wicket, uncovered. Ooh. It rained. And the opponents were Indian starlets, Rajender Pal and company.
Right.
And when we batted, it was a wet wicket. Sadly, as I tell you, the way Vishwanath batted on that wicket, put 80 odd runs. Watched by Jay Abbas Tiger. It was just great. And when Ghulam Sahib came in the evening to the Fateh Maidan, Tiger went up to him and said, Ghulam Sahib, this boy must play for South Zone in the Leap Trophy. That's how Vishwanath started.
Okay.
Similarly, when we talk about Monodola, Ramesh Saxena, he scored 180 against us playing for Tars. That's how he got sort of selected for India.
Mm-hmm.
Then this was one fast bowler from Pune.
One Salgaonkar.
Salgaonkar he got Hyderabad out for 42, again on a wet wicket.
Right.
Taking about 6 wickets and all that.
Mm.
He got selected for India for the tour, 96-7 tour.
Right.
I forget his name. I'm sorry. So that's how Monodola really
came up.
Sort of a cave room. Yeah. And then, again, whether somebody likes it or not, I'm very proud of the fact that Dilip Mendis, who went on to lead Sri Lanka.
Captain, yeah.
Arjuna Ranatunga, who went on to lead Sri Lanka. And then Akula Tenun, who also went on to lead Sri Lanka.
Right.
All of them played for Hyderabad Blues.
Oh, is that so?
Wow. In Monodola. And then Hyderabad Blues is the only private club which has played against the national test teams. Hyderabad Blues played against New Zealand. Hyderabad Blues played against Zimbabwe.
Did you beat any of them?
I take a privilege playing against my team, playing against New Zealand and Zimbabwe, something which no other private club had played.
Right.
And that was only a practice match, or the what used to call as warm-up match. Right. It was before the 1987 World Cup, when both the teams were stationed in Hyderabad. Right. And I tell you, in those two matches, again, Hyderabad Blues had Clive Lloyd, captain West Indies, Zahir Abbas, captain Pakistan, Dilip Mendis, captain Sri Lanka, and Sadiq Mohammed.
From the illustrious Mohammed family of Pakistan. Wow, that's... You were actually, before Lalit Modi, you were already introduced the United Colors of Benetton to our cricket landscape.
In a way, many people jokingly tell me that I was competing with Raj Singh. Because yeah. Raj was one of those who used to take his CCI teams to East Africa and all those places.
Correct.
While we are on Hyderabad Blues, I would give you another thing. That we had arranged a visit to West Indies.
Okay.
And that included also US, Canada, Bermuda, and England.
Right.
In them, we had the pleasure or honor or whatever, having Tiger with us. And I think it was in Kits. After the match, everybody was happy and that. And Tiger danced in the dressing room, or rather in one of our reception hotel.
Right.
Harmonium. Oh, he was great. He was just great.
Really?
I mean, many a time, he would cover his face. When he was dancing, I was taking the movie on my 8mm camera. So he covered his face. But anybody who knows Tiger can easily identify.
Yeah. Wow, I'm a huge fan. You don't have to sell Tiger Potato to me. I'm, you know, just huge fan of that entire era.
And then only a few years back, I went to his house in Delhi as a Tiger. I'm writing a book to your Hyderabad cricket. And I request you to give your foreword. He said, you give me the script, that'll give you. After I gave him the script, he sent me his foreword. And when the book was published, I went again to give him the book. After seeing the book, he said, "Are, tu kya? Mera tu janta hai Tiger. Aur koi aisa cheez nahi kar sakta." And I named the book as Cricket Biryani. And then he asked me, "Cricket biryani kyo?" Well, how? Chicken biryani, mutton biryani, cricket biryani. Because it is only about Hyderabad. And biryani is Hyderabadi. So it's cricket biryani.
Fair enough. Wow. Cricket biryani, the history of Hyderabad cricket. Yeah. I think this is, I'm going to order it on Scootsy or Swiggy. Since it's got biryani in it, I'm sure they'll be able to deliver it. Sir, I'll be running out of time.
But when we talk about biryani, yeah, you would have tasted when you were here with Sidhu.
Yeah.
You came with the teacher's function.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And no, my mother-in-law lives in Hyderabad, so we do visit it a lot. And I've eaten all the biryanis available.
So, Sherry was a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
So, during that function, that's the first time I saw you.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. I was at short leg. Sherry was doing the batting. You can put it that way. I want to ask you a couple of controversial questions. Not controversial, but this is more like a fan. The four spinners, all right? Growing up, we always used to try to rank them. Who's the best? So, for P.R. Man Singh, how would you rank Bishan Singh Bedi, Prasanna, Chandrasekhar, and Venkat Raghavan? The foursome, how would you rank them in order of, say, who was the absolute best?
Prasi, Bishan, Chandra, Venkat.
Okay. All right. But obviously a close call. Because all four good enough to win a match on their own?
Chandra
to win the match?
Yeah.
And Bishan?
I mean that the match which you won at the Oval in 1971.
Correct.
It was Chandra all the way.
Yep.
You see, why I'm putting Prasi as number one? I'm taking this ability as a first-class spinner. And then he had one particular ball, which when he used to toss it up, after pitching, it will come back. And the batsman thinks that it's coming as a good line ball, go forward, and the ball is falling that bit short. So he's taken aback.
Pitch it come back?
Yeah, slightly. Like this.
Wow.
Like pulling the ball. But and if you see from mid-wicket or cover, the trajectory will be like this.
But that's amazing that we had so much talent. Just like the West Indies in the 80s and all these fast bowlers, we had so many great spinners. You know, when you think about Shivalkar and Rajinder Goyal and this and that, everything in that period of 15, 20 years. And then now, we don't really have spinners falling out of the trees. With due respect to Ashwin and Jadeja, not perhaps as many as we had in the 70s.
Well, for one reason, 83 World Cup.
The rise of the fast bowler.
Kapil Dev, after winning the 83 World Cup, Kapil Dev captain and all that, the youngster was only Kapil Dev. Kapil Banna.
That's true.
And then secondly, when more and more limited overs cricket came in, the idea of getting a batsman out started coming down. The whole idea was to keep the batsman quiet. पहले क्या होता था? तुमने कितने maiden overs डाले? And if you read old cricket books, you will find that so-and-so scored so many runs in so many minutes.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Today, so many runs in so many balls.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm sure you would have read
Gregory back in the day. They've given it in minutes, the fastest test century.
The greatest test of all by Fingleton.
Yeah.
If you read that book, it makes you feel as if you're there sitting watching the match.
Wow. Yeah.
That's my favorite book.
Yeah, I also am a Fingleton fan. I know he played with the Don. Also know he didn't like him. And he wrote a lovely book called Brightly Fades the Don, which is one of my favorite books of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Where he talks about the era. And you're right. Superb. Magic. Magic.
Well, you see, there were certain cricketers who never went goodies with Sir Don. Keith Miller was one of them.
Yeah.
Fingleton was the other.
Yeah. He wasn't a people's person anyway. He was an introverted guy, wasn't he, Don Bradman?
I wouldn't know. But you see, when I went to Adelaide one day with a friend of mine, and I was telling him, "Arey, Don se milna hai, sab karna hai." I was, if you came out near my friend's car, suddenly we saw Don sort of coming in, walking so fast. I ran up to him and said, "Sir, I'm so and so and so." Right. So he shook hands and said, "I'm in a hurry," and drove down. I mean, Don is Don. I tell you, Cyrus, all these cricketers are legends of their time and their period. And I don't think it is fair at any point of time to compare them.
Correct. Because
the cricket they played were different conditions, different rules, different things. And like Len Hutton playing on a wet wicket and his left shoulder soaring like hell with Lindwall and Miller bowling at him. That thing doesn't happen today.
Correct. Absolutely.
And even if you see the 83 World Cup, even helmet was not so commonly used as what is being now.
Yeah. Right. Which brings us to the 83 World Cup before we wrap up. So very quickly, I know you've had you must be overloaded with questions. Wherever you go, PR Man Singh, manager, World Cup, that stays with you. You have to don that mantle whether you like it or not. Just what is the moment that PR Man Singh sort of knew? Let's face it. I mean, West Indies were invincible. England was great. Australia was fantastic. Pakistan always had talent. And we were not even good in the one-day game. We did beat them in that one, I think, Burbis in West Indies earlier in the year. But other than that, I mean, there was nothing to go on. And we didn't seem to have enough guns to win a World Cup, whatever happened. So when did PR Man Singh really feel that India had a chance?
You see, it all started with BCCI feeling that there is no chance. They never bothered to do anything they would normally do when Indian team is going abroad.
Right.
And even in the selection committee, when with Ghulam Saab as chief and Bishan Singh Bedi, Chandu Sarwate and Chandu Bode.
Yeah.
Pankaj Roy did not come for the meeting. Mm-hmm. The way they were discussing and picking the team, it was as if a formality is so complete. Kar do.
Unbelievable.
So, thak, kabhi ye nahi socha ki bhai, ye 50 over match hai, ya jo kuch bhi hai, इन्हें मार के खेलेगा या ये पकड़ के खेलेगा या ये एक ओवर मेडन डालेगा या नहीं नहीं इंडियन सिस्टम ये है। अच्छा इसमें से कैसे एक दो तीन चार पांच बीच में अपना सनी का नाम आया तो वन ऑफ द से अरे यार वो तो बहुत स्लो खेलता है पर 60 ओवर्स में 36 रन बनना नहीं 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 ही शुड बी गुलाम सावन ऐसे करते हुए भी रिच 12 और तो 14। अब उसके बाद ये हुआ कि भाई अभी दो और कौन तो बिशन सेठ कीर्ति आजाद तो जरा किया था कि भाई नहीं कीर्ति न्यूजीलैंड गया था वो बिशन सेठ हो जो ऐसा हो गया मान विल बी एबल टू हैंडल ऑल दोस थिंग्स डोंट बॉदर चलो कीर्ति आजाद 13 देन अगेन 14th नेम वाज सुनील वॉल्सन
सुनील वॉल्सन
एक्सेप्ट बिशन कपिल एंड माइसेल नोबडी न्यू हिम I knew him because he had just come and played Muridala. Bishan and Kapil because they were all from the North Zone.
Right.
So Bishan explained, he's a very good left-arm fast bowler and he will learn a lot and it will be an asset. That's how they composed. We assembled in Bombay, Kapil, Madanlal,
Vandaramanath,
many. The three or four were already in England.
Oh, okay.
Others went
Srikant, Ravi
Srikant with us.
Yeah.
Newly married man.
Yeah.
So when we went in to Sahar Airport, Air India charged us excess baggage.
Are you serious?
They charged excess baggage. Professor Shankar was the executive secretary. He didn't have all that kind of money. So he gave an undertaking that he'll send the money the following day. That's how we landed in London.
My God.
And then I'll tell you a couple of two other incidents about World Cup.
Yeah.
We were playing a match at Leicester. At the end of the match, the entire team was in the bus. And one of the cricketers was very anxiously pacing outside the bus.
Pacing?
Just waiting for somebody.
Oh.
Anxiously.
Oh.
Because the whole team is in the bus and this man is only outside.
Okay.
I got out of there. I said, kya hua yaar? Arre nahin, mera dost aana tha, meri biwi ko pick karke le jane ke liye. She's staying with him. So, wo naya, I'm waiting for him. Aur andar baith ke jo dusre cricketer said, hum thak gaye yaar. Chalo jayenge. Wo taxi mein aa jayega. Anyway, the friend came and his wife went with him. Ho gaya. I made a little bit of note of this thing in my mind. Then in one of the team meetings, I put it across to the team. Listen, fellas, we have a huge bus and we are only 15. I have no objection if the wives of the players travel in the bus. If you have no objection.
Oh, so that was the secret.
You have no objection, then I'll go ahead with this. But if even one has an objection, we will not talk about it. They said, no, we have no objection. Then one of the players said, but they must sit only in the front seats. And I said, kya farak padta hai? Samne baith jayenge yaar, baith jayenge. Teen char ladkiyan to hain, theek hai. So we agreed for this. I went out for dinner. So I asked the director, arre, tu kahin ko bola hai, samne bole. Ab bade bade videos dekhte, wo to nahi dekhna. Because the bus had three televisions.
Right.
So we'll switch out the front television and see whatever we want in there.
Huh.
Similarly, Srikant, newly married cricketer, he was sort of on his second honeymoon. And his wife arrived while we were in London, staying with her uncle. So he came to me and said, Sir, Vidya has come. And tomorrow we are only practicing. We don't have a match. Can I go and stay with them? I said, no, sorry. Then what? I said, did Vidya come and stay here? Sir, BCCI rules, contract. I'll be in trouble. I said, you will not be in trouble. I will be in trouble. Saying that, how did I permit this to happen? So he was very happy. I think Roger was his roommate. So I asked Roger, Roger, you come to my room. Because I was having a single room.
Good.
So Roger came to my room. Vidya came. Stayed for the night. Next day, when we were going for practice, there were already about five or six cricketers were sitting in the bus. The moment Srikanth entered,
Lepic.
They made such jokes of him. It was great fun.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you see, this permission of wives coming and staying in the same hotel was purely an extension of what had happened earlier. In the 1974 tour of England, the Indian team, Bishan's Australian wife arrived. And she took a room in the same hotel where the Indian team was staying. The manager objected to that.
Raj Singh?
No, no. Hemu Adhikari.
Hemu Adhikari, correct. Yeah.
Okay, bhai, the contract says no wife, girlfriends or anybody can stay in the same hotel. He said she's taking a separate room. Hmm. And then how does it matter? No, I won't allow this and that. Bishan got wild. And he said something which I cannot repeat now.
Okay.
And that stuck in my head. So that these two liberties I took on the trip, which were against the rules of the BCCI. And today, that's what is happening.
Wow. All right. Listen, Mahan, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And I've realized now that we won the World Cup more than Tunbridge Wells and Roger Bailey's 18 wickets and Srikanth's 38 in the final. More than all that was the fact that you gave them the freedom to be with their spouses, enjoy themselves. No, but jokes apart, that really made a difference. At the end, they brought out the best from the cricketers. They were relaxed. They were happy.
I think it did because they had not, they didn't have to worry or think about other things.
Correct. So we salute you for that. And I'm sure when the Editing World Cup movie is launched, you'll be back in the news telling and regaling us with more tales. But we have to stop here because we have only an hour. We have a section called the AMAs now for 5 minutes where we just look at questions from readers. Maybe one or two of them are cricket. So if you'll stay there for a second, I'll bring in my producer who's never played cricket and never should because he has no athletic genes, Mr. Antariksh, also known as Silvery. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
Hello, sir. Hi. Very nice to meet you, sir. Very nice to meet you.
Pleasure is mine.
Pleasure is mine, sir. Thank you so much. Okay, getting to the AMAs.
You're not married, so don't worry. Mr. Manu can't help you. You're on your own.
Oh, damn it. Okay. The first question comes in from Prabuddha Avasarala. He says, hey everyone, my name is Prabuddha. Hope you're doing well. I only recently started listening to podcasts and Cyrus Says is my first. I've been a big fan of Cyrus since I was a kid, since the Bakra days. One of my friends recently asked me, which cricketer's documentary will I be interested in watching? I said either Parthiv Patel or Shivareen Chandrapal. I want to ask you, the same question. Well, out of all the cricketers that have played cricket in the last two decades, name five cricketers, or let's make it short, name three cricketers whose documentary would be the most interested, you would be the most interested in watching.
I think let Mahan go first, because he's seen even more cricket than me. So it's a tough question. He wants to know who would be interesting, not necessarily the best cricketers, but interesting feature to make on a cricketer, perhaps controversy.
I would say
Tiger?
Vijay Manjarekar first.
Vijay Manjarekar, yes.
I'll put Tiger number five because he was very unpredictable. Like I said, he showed in my room.
Yeah.
And you cannot say that this is what Tiger is going to do now. Very unpredictable.
Right.
The other thing was he was very scared of traveling by air. He only wanted to travel by train. And right. Those days, you had this coupe where there were only two berths in the train.
Right.
So he would book two berths in the coupe because he had his own servant to travel with him who would keep and look after his eating, drinking and clothes and all that.
Well, but, if you can afford it, yeah.
And during night, he'll go and sleep in the third class.
Right.
So I would like to have Manjarekar's second. People talk about Tug Highfield and Jim Laker.
Right.
But Frank Worrell rated Ghulam Ahmed as the greatest off-spinner of that time.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, he's your
personal. So, somebody asked Frankie, how do I feel Jim Lake or Ghulam Ahmed? Who? He said, Ghulam Ahmed.
Okay, and then, that
third. Then I would say, Bajrekar, Ghulam Ahmed, Sachin Tendulkar, and then say, Pataudi, and
Jaisima, Abbas Ali Beg, Kapil Dev, Indoba Vishwanath.
Well, you say, as I said right in the beginning, it's very difficult because they played a different area.
Yeah, fair enough.
Different conditions.
You're absolutely right.
Probably if you go and ask Sachin, because today that habit of reading is gone.
Yeah, that's true.
And on the TV or in your other electronic equipment devices, that you have, you don't get all these things so frequently.
That's why we need books like Cricket Biryani to be pushed out there, sir, so people can remember the past. Without the past, there's no future.
I mean, I tell you, in 2004, a group of sports writers came to Hyderabad to cover the Monizola. They went to the HCA secretary and said, "Bhai, Monizola ko itna attraction kyun? Why everybody wants to play?" Hmm. Ja ke Man Singh se poocho. So they came to me. So I told them whatever I knew about Monizola. At that time, I realized, "Arey yar, main mar gaya to Monizola ke liye Hyderabad mein khonu kya kiske liye bolega?" That made me write this book, and it took me 4 years.
No, fair enough. Love's labor not lost.
And if you can mail your postal address, I'll send you a copy.
Wow! Thank you so much, sir. You know I'm a cheapskate. Thank you so much. I think we'll squeeze one more question in. This will be a non-tricky question. Silmini?
Next one comes in from Snehal. She hasn't provided a last name. She says, "My question for Cyrus and guest. I know Cyrus likes to be punctual always. I too am very punctual in my life. But when others are not, I lose my cool. I suspect I will not have friends soon because of this. How do you deal with habitual latecomers?"
Question actually again goes back to Mana, because the kind of role he played, especially in the second half of his career, is all about getting up. You must be having late Latifs. You mentioned that one story. How do you deal with that?
You see, it all depends on who the person is. Like what happened, 1987 World Cup, we were traveling from Delhi to Ahmedabad to play the next match.
Right.
And I had told the entire team, "You keep your baggage outside your room at such and such time. And then as well, I suggest I'm in the lobby and travel." So one cricketer, though he left the baggage outside his room, did not turn up at all. We boarded the aircraft. The captain himself came and asked me, "Sir, do you want me to wait?" I said, "No," because Zimbabwe team was also there on the same aircraft.
Right.
So we went to travel, leaving that cricketer out in Delhi.
Huh? Who was the cricketer?
Ravi Shastri.
Ah! The coach, the immortal coach of India now, was busy having a late morning. I wonder why. Okay, excellent. So your answer to Neha's question is
next
that...
Next morning, he came straight to the practice. He came up to me and said, "Sir, I'm sorry. I didn't say anything. Let this not happen again." Why I liked or didn't say anything more was he didn't make any excuses.
Fair enough. Yes.
I mean, what for the wrong that he had done, he's apologizing. Yes. I need not go into as to why. And the question is, they were jhoot bol raha. Why all that? So similarly, latecomers, I'm also very punctual. Very punctual. And many of my old friends and whatever, they say, "Tere saath hum ghadi milate hain." So if I have to get a visitor, I give him 15 minutes extra. Suppose he's supposed to come at 10 o'clock and he doesn't come till 10:50. I forget that appointment is gone.
I think that's
baad mein aaya, if I'm free, baat karunga, nahi karunga, that's a different. Similarly, when I have to go and meet somebody at a certain time, I make sure I'm there 5 minutes before that time. I'm very touchy about this.
No, I think that Sneha is asking whether the other people who are late are getting irritated with her for being always on time and it's affecting the friendship. So should she be more flexible or should she carry on?
There's no other alternative. This is somebody who is habitually a latecomer. What can you do?
Right. Okay. I think you made the point about 15 minutes. You give a grace period and that's it. It's fair.
That's it.
Sir, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, but we've gone really long because I wanted to listen to all your stories. In fact, more than our normal duration, but it's a real pleasure. Honestly, and I'm really a fan. And I am very nostalgic when I think of 83 and post that, because in those days, like I said, there was just one man running an entire team and you were that one man. So a lot of respect. Thank you so much for being on our show.
But being just that one man was very good because I was the only one who was reacting and doing things for the players.
True.
I didn't have to refer to anybody.
And you could take decisions. There were not 20 people. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers. Thank you so much, sir. We'll leave you with one last question. Who was P.R. Mansingh's all-time favorite cricketer?
Favorite? Pauli Umrigar.
Pauli Umrigar, the palm tree hitter. Parsi, true and true, Mr. Silvery Antariksh. Yes. From Mumbai School of Art. But of course, Mohinudola, the tournament shaped him as well.
Because I take Ghulam Ahmed as my guru. But you said your favorite cricketer.
Favorite, yeah.
Pauli Umrigar.
We'll leave it there.
I really cherish his friendship.
Yeah.
I really cherish his friendship. Thank you. It was a great pleasure.
Pleasure is ours.
Anything for cricket at any time.
Yes, sir.
P.R. Mansingh is always available. And I would like to make one correction.
Yeah.
Initial P doesn't stand for Peter. Mostly in the South Zone and North Zone.
Yeah.
They call me P.R. Mansingh. P is the name of the village from where my family originates. In South India, that is the system.
Right.
The place of your origin, your father's name and your name. So P is for Poonri, which is a village in Paithal, now in Haryana.
Right.
I was playing a Monodola match against Badodkar's 11, which was led by Vijay Manjrekar. And I got some runs and played a few on drives.
Right.
So Manjrekar said, "Arey, yeh toh sala Peter, make a shot, sir." So that's how I got this Peter.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, Manjrekar's pet name was Tat. Because he would give Tat, T-A-T. Because he would give you an answer for anything immediate.
Tit for tat.
So Manjrekar's pet name was Tat. He was another great fellow. Oh, only he did not get what he should have got because he was very, very blunt and curt.
True.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Our pleasure.
And all the best.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In, or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.